went along with the lesson this morning and talking about praying to God for a sign or praying for God to do something for us. Very often we find ourselves asking for something that we don't quite understand, asking for something to be done for us that we don't quite grasp the full gravity of. And very often what we see is that we are asking for our own self-benefit versus what the greatest good is going to be. And sometimes when God says no to our prayers and our demands and our questions to him, sometimes that works out the best for us, despite the fact that we thought it would be another way. And what we see is that in Matthew, in chapter 26, that Jesus has instituted the Lord's Supper. It says in verse 26, "And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.'" In instituting this Lord's Supper, Christ certainly knew what was coming. Christ knew that he was about to be betrayed. Christ knew that he was about to be taken and given a mockery of a trial, to be humiliated amongst the people, and put on a cross to die. Knowing these things, later on in the chapter, starting at verse 36, we see that Jesus goes to the garden to pray. Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And what we understand from the lesson this morning is that when Christ asked the Lord, said, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me," follows it up immediately by saying, "Not as I will, but as you will." Even though we see later on in verse 42, he says the same thing, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." We understand that despite the fact that Jesus was human, had felt human emotions, had felt human pain and suffering, we still see that Jesus Christ longs for the will of the Father to be done. So the question this morning is, what would have happened if God would have let the cup pass from Jesus Christ? What hope would we have had had Christ not died on the cross for our sins? But we should praise God because his will was done. Praise God for the sacrifice that he's given to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we see through the rest of the chapter that Jesus was betrayed, that his best friends denied him. In the next chapter, he was handed over to the authorities. The soldiers mocked Jesus. And we see they placed him on the cross. But what we gather from this is that although it seems sometimes that what we want might align with God's will, that we should always think that God's will should be done. So when we partake this morning of the bread and of the cup, understand that Jesus has wrestled with the emotions and has wrestled with with his thoughts in a number of places throughout Scripture. But what he followed that up with was, "Your will be done, Lord." And so he willingly sacrificed his body and his blood for us. God's will was done, and this is proof of that. So this morning when we partake, keep these things in mind.